He's none other than
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Brett.
Everyone on Zoom and on the telephone. My message this morning will be taken from Genesis 16, verses 1 through 6. But I will be referring to other chapters in Genesis for my message. So please turn with me in your Bibles to Genesis 16, verses 1 through 6. Reading. Now Sarah, Abram's wife, had borne him no children. And she had an Egyptian maidservant whose name was Hagar. So Sarah said to Abram, "See now, the Lord has restrained me from bearing children. Please go into my maid. Perhaps I shall obtain children by her." And Abram heeded the voice of Sarah. Verse 3. Then Sarah, Abram's wife, took Hagar, her maid, the Egyptian, and gave her to her husband, Abram, to be his wife, after Abram had dwelt 10 years in the land of Canaan. So he went into Hagar, and she conceived. And when she saw that she had conceived, her mistress became despised in her eyes. Verse 5. Then Sarah said to Abram, "My wrong be upon you. I gave my maid into your embrace, and when she saw that she had conceived, I became despised in her eyes. The Lord judge between you and me." So Abram said to Sarah, "Indeed, your maid is in your hand. Do to her as you please." And when Sarah dealt harshly with her, she fled from her presence. Let's pray. Our gracious God and Heavenly Father, we thank you for another Lord's Day where we can gather to remember your Son in his death, burial, and resurrection. We pray, Lord, as we look into your word, we pray for the leading of the Holy Spirit so that in all things you would have the preeminence. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Sometimes we pray and we expect God to answer us right away. We want an answer now. The more we want something, the quicker we want an answer. Waiting can be frustrating. We are impatient people by nature. And when we pray, if we don't get an immediate answer to our request, we often say, "Is God listening? After all, he said, ask and it'll be given to you." But God is listening. God is not asleep. Our circumstances sometimes cloud our vision, and we only see what we want to see. Our circumstances make it difficult for us to understand what God is doing. It appears that God is so far away and so silent. Proverbs 15, verse 3 tells us that the eyes of the Lord are in every place, keeping watch on the evil and the good. Sometimes we want things so bad that we can't wait on the Lord. We feel that God is not answering our prayer, and we must do something about this. We take things into our own hands because we think we have a better plan than God. We just can't wait on God's timetable. So what do? We begin to make excuses why we can't or shouldn't wait. Some people will tell you that God helps those who help themselves. That is not biblical. I searched the scriptures, and nowhere in the Bible do you find the term God helps those who help themselves. But what I did find was that God has a plan for each and every one of us. A plan to prosper you and not harm you. A plan to give you hope and a future. And we should never short circuit God's plan for our lives. The moment we step out of God's plans for our lives, we are then out of the will of God. And when we are out of the will of God, there are going to be problems. In Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 3, God told Abraham to leave Haran and go to Canaan. God said to Abraham, get out of your country, from your family and from your father's house, to a land I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. So this is what God's promise to Abraham. Here we see God promised to make Abraham a great nation and promise his descendants the land of Canaan. Now, moving ahead to chapter 15, we see here that God reassured Abraham of his promise. Genesis chapter 15, I'm reading verses 1 through 6. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision, saying, do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield, your exceedingly great reward. But Abram said, Lord God, what would you give me, seeing I go childless, and the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus? Then Abram said, look, you have given me no offspring. Indeed, one born in my house is my heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, saying, this one shall not be your heir, but one who will come from your own body shall be your heir. Then he brought him outside and said, look now toward heaven and count the stars if you're able to number them. And he said to him, so shall your descendants be. And he believed in the Lord, and he accounted it to him for righteousness. So now in chapter 15, in a vision, God told Abraham that he was his shield and great reward. He told him this because in chapter 14, God protected, God delivered, and God made Abraham victorious in the war with multiple kings. God was his divine protector. Now, Abraham was not necessarily concerned about any great reward. After all, he was a really wealthy man. It seemed like the only thing of great concern to him was the heir to his household. Abraham appreciated the promise from God, but at the same time, he had doubt. The promise may have seemed empty. Being childless, Abraham feared that his servant would be his heir, since that was the law at that time. I would say that Abraham was frustrated. He questioned the Lord by saying, what would you give me? He went on to say, you have given me no offspring. How could God's promise of many descendants and being a great nation come about when he had no children? But God reassured Abraham of the promise of a son and that his descendants would be as numerous as the stars in the sky. Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Now here we are now in chapter 16. 10 years has passed since Abraham left Haran for Canaan, and there were no children. Abraham is now 85 years old, and Sarah is 75. Sarah could not wait on the Lord anymore. She had to do something about it. Sarah was not happy with God's timetable. She had to make something happen for herself. So Sarah gave Hagar to Abraham as a substitute wife. Now, this was a common practice of that time. A married woman who could not have children was sometimes looked down upon by her peers. And she was often required to give a female servant to her husband in order to produce heirs. The children born to the servant woman was considered to be the children of the wife. Abraham's action was in line with the custom of that day, but his action showed a lack of faith that God would fulfill his promise. Sarah took matters into her own hands by giving Hagar to Abraham. Like Abraham, she had trouble believing God's promise. As a result of this lack of faith came multiple problems. Problems usually occur when we fail to wait on the Lord. Sometimes we too must simply wait. When we ask God for something and we have to wait, it is tempting to take matters into our own hands and interfere with God's plan. The fact that Hagar was able to conceive when Sarah could not resulted in Hagar's pride. After seeing that Hagar was expecting, it took an emotional toll on Sarah. Using a surrogate mother may have been expedient and acceptable to the culture, but the disrespect by Hagar caused Sarah great emotional pain. She saw the pride of the servant and was humiliated. Although Sarah arranged for Hagar to have a child by Abraham, she later blamed him for the problems. Sarah took out her anger against Abraham and Hagar. Her treatment to Hagar was harsh enough to cause Hagar to run away. After Hagar ran away, the angel of the Lord, which is the pre-incarnate Christ, counseled Hagar to return. Return and submit to Sarah, and promised her that her son will be the head of a great nation, which many people regard as the Arab people of today. Thus, Abraham is the father of two groups of innumerable people. Pride, emotional pain, humiliation, blame, anger, all of this because they failed to wait on the Lord. Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain to build it. Abraham was 86 years old when Hagar bore Ishmael. The birth of Ishmael caused more problems. He will live in hostility toward all his brothers. The descendants of Ishmael will often be at war, and that is true to this day. There is still a deal of strife between the descendants of Isaac and those who see Ishmael as their forefather. In Genesis 17, when Abraham was 99 years old, God reiterated his promise to him of him being a father of many nations. God told Abraham that Sarah would have a son, but Abraham had a hard time believing God. Abraham loved Ishmael. After all, that was his firstborn, but God's covenant would be established with Isaac, the promised son. One wonders how things would have been different if Abraham simply trusted God and waited on him to bring about the promise. In Genesis 12, 1-3, the Lord visited Sarah as he had said, and the Lord did for Sarah as he had spoken. For Sarah conceived and bore Abraham a son in his old age, at the set time of which God had spoken to him. And Abraham called the name of his son, who was born to him, who Sarah born to him, Isaac. Abraham was 100 years old when Isaac was born. God is true to his promises. Hebrews 10:23 tells us, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. The birth of Isaac did not come about without problems either. Sarah sees Ishmael mocking Isaac, and quite naturally, her motherly instincts took over. After all, what mother wants to see her child being mocked by another child? She demands that Abraham get rid of Hagar and Ishmael. Abraham had a tough decision to make because he loved both sons. But God promised to bless Ishmael. But Isaac was the promised son to whom the covenant would be carried out. You know, sometimes it's so difficult for us to trust God, even though we know that God is true to his promises. We have to have a stronger conviction that God is in charge and that he will work things out. It is so amazing that when we get on the train or on the plane, we never ask the engineer or the pilot for their credentials. We may not like the way the pilot looks, but we assume that because they are employed in that position, that they know what they're doing. And we trust that they will take us to our destination safely. And even if they do know what they're doing, that doesn't guarantee anything. But we put our trust in human beings. But we question God. We don't trust God as we should. We question the King of Kings and the Lords of Lords. We always want to know, God, are you still with me? The immutable God, the unchanging one, the one who never changed, the one who never fails. We don't need fewer problems. What we need is a bigger vision of God, the better understanding of who God is, the small our troubles will seem. Our confidence in God to handle our trials will increase. God doesn't perceive time the way we do. He knows the end of a matter before it begins. His compassion and loving kindness surround those who belong to him. He allows difficult circumstances in our life not to destroy us, but to build our faith in him. If God seems slow in answering our prayer, realize that he hasn't left us, but is redirecting us onto his path. He knows the plan he has for us. God made it very clear what his plans were for Abraham and Sarah, but they couldn't wait on God's timetable. Sarah knew that conception was from the Lord, yet she complained that the Lord had restrained her from having children. Like Abraham and Sarah, we become impatient. 10 years had gone by. God, where are you? We're getting old. We need to have a baby now. We live in a now schedule. We look to circumvent God's timetable and then justify our actions. Remember, God's timing is perfect. So we don't want to miss out on any of the blessings God has for us. The Holy Spirit has been sent to be a helper, to enable us to achieve what God has planned for our life. Let us bring our concerns to the Lord and trust that he will answer in a way that brings glory to him. Some of us need the evening news or social media to tell us what's going on. Not so with God. He knows everything. His deliverance may not arrive on your timetable, but it will arrive at the right time. We need to have patience and surrender our passions as we actively seek the Lord. Negative influences undermine our confidence in Christ's ability to keep us. If we think that the Lord has suddenly abandoned us, we're walking by sight and not by faith. The reality is that we are the ones wavering. Jesus and his promises have not changed. He is present, providing our needs and working for our good in every situation. Now, we all have friends and family who we label as dependable. They may be there for us the majority of the time, but there are times when they just can't be there for us. If you are present this morning or on Zoom or on the telephone, I want to introduce you to someone you can trust and depend on all the time, and whose timing is always right. Jesus Christ is true to his promises. He will be there through thick and thin. The Bible is filled with numerous scriptures that assure you that no matter what challenge you are facing, God will be with you. If you want to learn more about Jesus and learn how to depend on his promises, please talk to the person who invited you this morning. It wasn't by chance that you tuned in. God has a plan for your life. Isaiah 40, verse 31. Javad, could you put that on the screen, please? Isaiah 40, verse 31. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray. Our gracious God and Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for the time we spent around your word. We pray, Lord, for receptive hearts. We pray, Lord, that your word would fall on good soil so that we all may grow thereby. We pray, Lord, now as we about to leave, we ask you that you will take us to our respective destinations in peace and in safety. We pray these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord for that timely message. Waiting on the Lord, nothing like it. I just want to clarify, someone said that the names of the birthdays may